You are listening to 101.9 CITR FM or CITR.ca. My name is Lucy, and you're listening to the Student Special Hour. It is a sleepy Friday morning, especially for me, but we're going to be playing some tunes, and we're going to be talking to Tom. Do you want to say hi, Tom? And we're all a bit tired this morning, so we're going to be chatting today, playing some tunes and talking about some upcoming events. Just to get us started, there is a song that was just released by We Are The City called Kiss Me Honey. Their music video was just released, so I'm going to start you off playing that one for you. And stay tuned.
Here and now, I can't quite figure it out.
Again, and you are listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9 on the unceded Musqueam territory. It is a gray Friday morning right now, but we're going to make the most of it. We're going to play some tunes. We're here with Tom from Unique, UNIK Unique. And so how's it going this morning, Tom?
Just still trying to wake up. Having a really tired morning.
Yeah. Midterm season. It's cold. It's getting rainy. It's getting gray. Not a big fan. Hey.
It is very cold outside.
Yeah,
it is really cold.
Everyone yesterday coming in from the rain was like looking down, and it would be like this line right where their jacket ended, and they'd be like, "What is this?" Because it just soaked, like knees below. So, yeah, it's gonna be a wet winter, and that's the way it goes. Vancouver, hey, that's what we're in for. Yeah. So, can you tell me a little bit about UNIQUE? Like, what is it? Even what does it stand for?
So, UNIQUE, it stands for You and I Korea. It's a Korean culture club. So, we like to start promoting this cultural aspect of Korea, the urban or the traditional. So, in a sense, we try to live up to our name. We are trying to be that bridge between this Korean culture and Western society, so you know they can get a taste of what our society's like.
Absolutely, yeah. In this very multicultural society, you want to represent your culture as well, right?
Yes.
So, how did it? Do you know how it got started?
In terms of how it got started, I believe. Well, actually, it's actually a while ago.
Yeah.
I don't think I was even. In
a part
UBC
of it,
when
yeah.
That happened.
It has. I think it's one of the older clubs, which is sweet. Yeah. Well, there we go. Well, now we'll have to wait for the origin story another time.
Oh yes.
No worries. And what are you striving to accomplish here with your club?
Well, just like any other club, I believe clubs should have some sort of a vision what they're trying to achieve, and what they're trying to achieve should be very different mm-hmm. from others, and. What we're trying to achieve is this idea of trying to get the foreign world to understand what Korean society is like. And, you know, that includes just a lot of games, just this cultural thing, you know, how to, you know, just be around these people, you know, Koreans, how to, you know, interpret these colloquial terms, mm-hmm. watch TV shows, like how to live like a certain lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah. That's really interesting. And how does that come about? So do you, like, how do you... Do you have certain events that support that?
So we always have this thing called the KLT, which is the Korean language table. So this is where everybody who's a member, of course, can come in and learn the actual language. And we have tutors, of course, and then, they'll teach you every single step of the way. And
wow.
I think it's one of our biggest ongoing events that always happens. But I think we also have just a lot of just small events where, you know, it's very Korean-based, Korean games, mm-hmm. you know, just to get a sense of what people in Korea, you know, play for fun, entertainment.
Do you have any? Can you explain one of the games? Or is it more too complicated maybe for radio?
Jeez, there's a lot.
But, yeah.
You know, I can't really think
maybe
of it.
Maybe not. I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, too. No problem. No worries. Well, people will just have to go to one of your events and try it out, hey?
Oh, of course.
Well, speaking of, how can someone get involved? How can they become a member?
So becoming a member of our club is just the same process as any other club out there. We're always there during club days, but we also have our website and our Facebook events, so if somebody just contacted us and say, you know, hey, we want to join you guys. Mm-hmm. We can meet you guys up and, get you all set it up.
Get you all set up so you can learn about Korean culture. I think this language table thing is really sweet. How is that just something a recent idea or has it been around for a little while?
I believe it's been around for a while, mm-hmm. but I believe recently our executive team has been split into just the KLT team. Versus regular execs, so we're actually putting a lot of focus and priority into KLT because it's doing very well. Lots of people show up. Lots of people want to learn Korean.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it once. I'm not really part of the KLT team, but I have seen it once, and it's very interesting. You know, I didn't know a lot of people from different places wanted to learn Korean.
Mm-hmm. And what a sweet opportunity to learn from other students and learn in a pretty relaxed atmosphere. I mean,
yeah, actually, this actually surprised me a lot. I was actually at the table signing people in for KLT, and you know, this white person comes in, and I said, "Hi, are you here to learn Korean?" And he just starts speaking to me in Korean, and I was like, My club president comes. He's like, oh, no. He's one of our tutors. And I was like, what? And he just starts talking like very colloquial, like very casual Korean. And I was like, what is going on here?
That's awesome. That's so cool. That's so funny. That's that happens. Throws everyone for a loop, hey? But it's great.
I was really thrown off.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic. Other people learning your language and getting kind of excited about your culture. I mean, why not, hey? That's fantastic. And so when does that language table series run, usually?
Oh, jeez.
I'm putting you on the spot for all these
questions. No, it's not that. It's like I had it in my head and then I just completely blanked out. I might get back to you if
I remember. Because I'm like really intrigued by this. It's quite a really sweet concept to be able to just go and hang out and learn some Korean. I mean,
sometimes, you know, when I say unique really lives up to its name, I really meant it in the sense that when I was in UBC without any club affiliation, I've always looked into Korean clubs. But one thing about Unique that really caught my attention was that it was accepting of so many different, you know, cultures. Our exec isn't just Korean. Like, I'm working with a Turkish exec, you know.
Fantastic.
So, I really like this idea of just multicultural. Everyone can, you know, get a chance.
Yeah.
In that kind of atmosphere.
Absolutely. Everyone equal opportunity to learn different things and be a part of the team. And yeah, that's fantastic. Well, we're going to come back and keep talking to Tom from Unique. But before that, we're going to take a break to play some tunes for you. I went to a show last night at the Imperial, The Wild Romantics with Good for Grapes, and did an interview that I'll be featuring next week on the air. So I just thought I'd play their new single, their new music video that just came out that was filmed in Las Vegas. Very exciting, very, very fancy. It's called Waiting on a Ghost. So listen up.
Bones, and I knew Listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down. Climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
CITR 101.9. When was the last time you had fun? Are you getting fat? Do you have any friends? Well, you can solve all of your problems with a little wreck. Or a big wreck. UBC Rec is the best way to get involved on campus and have new experiences. Continue your fun, active, and social lifestyle by joining a team or signing up for an event. More details at recreation.ubc.ca.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Hello, we're back and you're listening to the Student Special Hour. I'm here, Lucy, with Tom from Unique, and we are talking about the UNI Korea. Did I get that right? Yeah. And the Korean Cultural Club and what it's all about. Fantastic. So we were talking a little bit about how people can get involved, what it was going on with their club. Do you have any upcoming events or initiatives that are happening that people can get involved with?
So actually, yeah, we do. We have our annual coffee house event coming up, and I can see that on Facebook. There's a lot of coffee house events going on.
Yeah,
as well.
Hey, I noticed that too. But they're quite spread out, so people can enjoy all sorts of coffee events.
So ours is actually happening on December the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was 2 days before the last day of class. It was somewhere around there.
Oh, yeah, like the 5th, the 4th is the last day of class.
So it's about a day before.
Yeah, good time, though, because you won't be like that. Well, it's like that one weekend before you have to really, really worry about stuff.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. I always like to just have a lot of fun on the last day before I start studying for my finals.
Yeah, exactly. Take a little breather.
But it's gonna be held. It's gonna be held in the performance theater, but our execs like to call it the Egg in the Nest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like this is the nest, and the whole theater looks like.
That's
the egg,
what everyone says. I know the egg. Funny.
Yeah.
Or performance theater. It's supposed to be called, right?
Yeah.
And that's Thursday, December 7th at 7 p.m.
December 3rd.
December 3rd. I don't know where I got 7th from. Oh, 7 p.m. 7. December 3rd at 7 p.m., not to get you confused. And so tell me a little bit more about it. What is that supposed to look like?
So it's really a place where, when we were trying to design this whole event, we wanted to try to kind of simulate this feeling of having a hot chocolate beside a fireplace,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a very warm, cozy environment where they can just come in and enjoy performances. And of course, just being a Korean culture club, we try to get performances that were somewhat Korean culture related,
mm-hmm.
whether it's urban or traditional. So a lot, singing, dancing, K-pop related. But we also are bringing in a magician. He's coming on as a guest performance. He's from the Magicians and Illusion Society in UBC, and I've seen him perform, and it was really amazing. So, you know, I'm actually personally excited for him to
show up. That's so cool. And I love that you add a little bit extra in there too, a little twist on the original theme. That's your little addition, is it? Or was it a group effort to bring in the magician?
Well, personally, the magician, I've personally seen him perform.
Yeah.
But he's somebody I've seen him around campus from time to time, and I would say, oh, hey, you're that magician guy.
Yeah.
And finally, I have some kind of event, and we were planning through, and I was like, hey, what about that magician guy? I think he would be really great.
Yeah.
So
I bet he loves being referenced as the magician guy over and over. Like, no one knows. He's just a secret entity.
His name is Joe.
There we go. Yeah. Now Joe the magician guy knows. Knows he is loved and appreciated by CITR and Unique. So it looks like you're doing auditions as well for this event.
So we did run through a bit of problems when we were trying to set up this event, and that was just really time consumption. Scheduling, we had a lot of issues just with a conflicting schedule, and we kind of were a bit rushed with the auditions. So we did say we were going to open it up till Sunday, I believe. But we're just going to keep it open, so anyone who's interested can just directly email us, which is on our Facebook event page. Because we just want to have as many performances as possible, and we want to have really good performances, and we want everyone to have fun there. And just be relaxed and just drink.
Have a good time.
Yeah, drink coffee and then just watch as the school year just end.
Yeah, watch it disappear in the dust, hopefully.
And come back in tears when it comes to
when
finals.
When it's finals again, I know. It's so funny, like the monotony almost of students in midterms and in finals, everyone goes, all they have to say is, you know, how are you? And they're like, oh, midterms.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Well, finals. You know, and it's
I think it's one of those, like, everyone. I think I say that too. Oh man.
Yeah, everyone says that, right? Or the other one is, oh man, the rain, oh, man. It's just like everyone has the same sort of thing to say.
And now that you mention it, I can't believe I've actually been saying that for so long. Yeah,
you'll start noticing it. People run in patterns. So. Who runs Unique? Who's the cogs behind the machine?
So within our executive team, the administrative side, we have our president, Chanu. He runs the whole club. And we have the other two administration, Lisa and Kimberly. And in the rest is just execs, and we just all like to help out with no special a specific thing, except for the KLT group. They have their own thing going on all the time.
That's fantastic, though, too. That's interesting. You like divided and conquered, basically, in terms of your club, right? So the KLT focused so much more on just the language side.
I guess it's really what the club believes. The KLT is a very important aspect of our club. And how we define ourselves. I think it's one of the closest things to bridging between foreign society and Korean society. So just that tutoring, mentor, just when you watch it, it's just really that, it's just that.
Symbiotic.
Yes, symbiotic, you know, that point where it's just like the two cultures emerge.
Yeah.
And they're just doing one thing. Which is great.
Yeah, it's so exciting. It's so exciting to see that and to hear about that happening too.
Yeah.
I love that. Sharing of culture and sharing of individual experience and all that. That's really exciting stuff. Alrighty. And so one of my last questions is, any funny stories of any like unique events or something going on? Do you have any like, you know, I don't know, just a funny story or a funny anecdote?
Jeez, you know, lots of our funny things just happen during events.
Nothing's coming out at you?
Well, it's just, you know, just being in the club, you know, what happens in the club in general. It
stays
just,
in the club?
Yeah, it stays in the club. For me, most of the time, I'm really just with the execs. And, you know, there are a lot of things that happen that are funny.
But nothing, no one thing rings out.
No
but,
one thing.
But yeah. You overall have a good time with them, which is good.
Overall, I feel more, I feel very accepted in the environment.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, it was so great to have you on today, Tom. Yeah. Any last words you want to say when you're here on the radio chatting with everyone?
Jeez, it's just the fact that I've never been on a radio.
Yeah, so. It's exciting. We were part of your journey, your first time on the radio.
My mom always told me to try out for radio, but Mom, I did it.
Yeah.
I got here.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
I made it. I'm famous. Yeah. Well, there you go. I can send this podcast to you, and you can show your mom. She'll be very proud of you. As you laugh through, you know, about half an hour of interview.
Oh, man. Just being here, the experience of it, just kind of makes me a bit happy.
Yeah.
I really like new experiences, and that's why I just keep laughing.
Yeah. It's fun, though. Yeah. Well, yeah, welcome to CHR, our brand new studios, our beautiful new setup. And it's exciting to share with people and share with clubs. I mean, and if there's any clubs listening, just sort of throwing it out there, but you're welcome to come on the Student Special Hour. Come and hang out with me Fridays, 10 to 11 a.m. Contact me at outreach@citr.ca. I'd love to have you on. I want to talk about your club. I want to ask you stupid questions and make you play stupid games and anything else. We've also got, this is kind of a segue into, we've got a couple events coming up through CITR. Shindig is happening this Tuesday, like it is every Tuesday, Pat's Pub. Jokes for beer, tell a joke, you get a beer, it's very easy. Easy process. This week is going to be Pale Red, the Gins, and Zeus Strategies. It's $6 at the door, 19 plus, Pat's Pub, this Tuesday, every Tuesday. Come hang out with CITR. It's going to be a really good time, as per usual. And then the other one is next week, we have Discorder Fundraiser. So again, another CITR event. Thursday, November 19th at 8 p.m. at the Astoria on Hastings. It's going to be just such a good time. Always a good time with Discorder. $5 at the door before 10 p.m. All proceeds go towards Vancouver's longest running independent music magazine, a.k.a. Discorder, which is our magazine, by the way. Psst, by the way. And if you want us to stay in print, basically help us come over and listen to Revered, Mesa Luna, TV Ugly, Late Spring, and have some beers and hang out with the CITR crew. Always a pretty laid back time. So anyways, that's a few events. I'm going to keep playing some tunes for you folks. But we're saying goodbye to Tom for now. So goodbye, Tom.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me here.
And so this is going to be Van Damsel with Best of Everything.
Time to come, locked and loaded, bombs are falling, falling, falling. December 7, 1941. I wanna die.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
Do you fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Guys who
Hello, and once again, you are listening to the Student Special Hour. I'm Lucy. We are closing off the show pretty soon in the next couple minutes. But before we do that, I'm going to let you know about a couple events coming up in the next week or so, a couple of weeks. The first one is a really big event happening this weekend on campus. It's called the Fall Classic. It's a big run, Fall Classic, November 15th, this Sunday. Big run happening all the way through UBC, half marathon starting at 8:30 a.m., 10K at 10 a.m., and a 5K at 11 a.m., and it is entirely sold out. It was super popular. Over 2,000 runners are anticipated to run through UBC campus. It's going to be like crazy atmosphere, tons of prizes, indoor post-race celebration, lively entertainment, and race benefits for all runners. It just looks like it's going to be a really, really good time. I've been in contact with the organizers, and they're really excited about it. It's run by a not-for-profit. It's supposed to be a really good time. I mean, I'm just amazed by all the stuff that I see that's going to be – they're going to be giving away. Participants can receive a $20 gift card from 4Runners, free Stanley Park beer, $200 coupon from Bike Hike Adventures, a chance to win free flights to Tokyo. Charity partners Movember Foundation and Ronald McDonald House will also have a great presence at the events this Sunday as they try to raise funds for men's health and families in need. So it's the big community event. Participants will also enjoy fun festivities after the race, including a beer challenge game presented by Mahoney & Sons, as well as post-race celebrations and award ceremony for top finishers, largest team, and best costume. So if you're interested, they're doing a bit of a wait list for runners who still want to be involved, but they're encouraging everyone who won't be able to compete to still come out, cheer on everybody, come volunteer, come be a part of kind of the community scene, and yeah, be a part of it. It looks like it's going to be a really exciting day, so I think it'd be fun to just kind of brave the rain a little bit, grab a nice big coffee, and stand out and cheer on some folks from Vancouver. As they do the running, I'm more likely to be the one on the sidelines drinking the coffee and watching everyone run. But I'm happy to cheer everyone on as they brave the weather. So that's going on once again this Sunday at starting at 8:30 a.m. All day. And it looks like it's going to be a really good time. So that's one big event coming up. Like I mentioned before, we've got Shindig this Tuesday, Discorder fundraiser coming up on Thursday, and another couple community events coming up as well. One's Almost 100 Nursing Histories Symposium, and that's happening on campus as well. Sorry, I'm having a loading issue. There we go. November 19th as well. So that's going to be November 19th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's earlier in the day of the Discorder fundraiser. So you can go to both. Exploring the norm, structuring past and future profiles, classrooms and workplaces of nurses. There's going to be keynote speaker Dr. Catherine McPherson, associate professor in gender, feminist, and women's history at York University. And panel discussion, UBC scholars, Dr. Veronica Strong, Dr. Sally Thorne, and Assistant Professor Emerita Etha Warbeneck will give a response as a lead-in to discussion with the audience about the future, promise, and persistent challenges of nursing education and academic nursing programs. So $15 for general registrants, $10 for retirees and students. Event is hosted by UBC School of Nursing, Consortium for Nursing History Inquiry. So that's another event going on at UBC as well. We've got Flamen Cubana playing at the Chan Shun Concert Hall Saturday, November 14th. That is this weekend at 8 p.m. Music is never static. Every musical genre is a fusion and a blend of multiple music styles from different times and cultures. Two very different cultural music styles are Spanish and Cuban music. They each have a long historic root from different cultures and yet have also influenced each other over the past few hundred years. Flamen Cubana brings together leading figures of contemporary Spanish flamenco, joined with the one of today's top Cuban music groups, world-renowned Spanish artist Balora Pastora Galvan, guitarist Anton Jimenez, and pianist Rosario Montoya. Share the stage with El Grupo Cubana Brisa del Palmar and singer-cantora Jefelin are part of a 12-cast international musicians who create an unforgettable evening. It sounds fantastic. I'm sorry if I butchered some of those names. I tried my best. But that sounds fantastic. Flamen Cubana going on November 14th at 8 p.m. this Saturday at the Chan Center. So we're going to close off that this student special hour. It's been really great being on the air today with Tom from Munich and chatting about some events and tunes. This last tune I'm going to be playing is by another local band, all about those local bands, good friends of mine. Relatively good friends of mine who I met in high school and who are doing really fantastic being involved in the Vancouver music scene. They just they were involved in the Peak Performance Project and they're doing a program where they have this EP called Miracle Skin, and they are, if you buy the EP, then all the profits go towards feeding someone. So it says, purchase an EP and a meal will be provided to someone in need. And that's in partnership with Mealshare. So this is Little India. And then this is their title track. Not their title track. This is their first track and on the album. So listen up. Oops. Technical difficulties. We will get there eventually. Give me 1 second. All right. Before I make one more mistake, I'm going to sign off. So this is Lucy with the Student Special Hour, and this is Ghosts.
The damage is done. And tonight the darkness will come and take us one by one.